The Gospels according to love. Luke chapter 2, Jesus grows in love. April 5th, 2005. It happened in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus stating that all the world would be taxed. This taxing Cyrenius made when he was governor of Syria. All the people went to pay tax, everyone into their own city. Because Jesus was of the house and lineage of David, he went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, that is Bethlehem. There he went to pay tax with his wife Mary. During this time she was great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days became accomplished that Mary be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same country there were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. The angel of love shone around them, and they became afraid. The angel spoke to them, saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ, the Son of Love. This shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising love and singing, "Glory to love in the highest, and peace, and on earth peace, goodwill towards mankind." When the angels went away from the shepherds into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, and love has made known to us." The shepherds came with haste, finding Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen this, they made known abroad the saying told to them concerning this child. All that heard it wondered at those things told to them by the shepherds. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising love for all the things they had heard and seen since the angel had come to them. When 8 days passed for the circumcising of the child, Mary gave him the name Jesus, the name given to her by the angel before Jesus' conception. After the days of her purification became accomplished according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to love. For it is written in the law of love that every child who opens the womb be called holy. Also they came to offer a sacrifice according to tradition, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. He was a just and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the spirit of love was upon him. It became revealed to Simeon by the spirit of love that he should not see death before he had seen Jesus Christ. Simeon came by the spirit of love into the temple where the parents of Jesus had brought him to do as was the custom of the law. Simeon then took Jesus up in his arms and blessed love, saying, Love, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, the salvation that you have prepared before the eyes of all people, a revealing of love to light the way for the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Joseph and Mary marveled at those things spoken about Jesus. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel. This man is a sign that shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed. There was a prophetess named Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Azar. Anna was of great age. She had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity and was now a widow of about 84 years. Anna did not leave the temple but served love with fasting and prayer day and night. Anna come in that instant, gave thanks likewise to love. She spoke of Jesus to all people who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had performed all things according to the law of love, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Jesus as a child grew strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. The grace of love was upon him. Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Passover, and when Jesus was 12 years old, they took him to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled the days of Passover, they left to return to Nazareth, and though they did not know of it, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. They supposed Jesus to have been in their company when a day's journey. When Mary and Joseph sought Jesus amongst kinfolk and acquaintance, they did not find him, so they turned back to Jerusalem seeking him. It happened that after 3 days they found Jesus in the temple. He was sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. All that heard Jesus became astonished at his understanding and his answers. When Mary and Joseph saw their son, they chided him. Why have you dealt with us this way? Behold, your father and I have sought after your sorrow. Jesus said to them, Why is it that you brought me? Do you not know that I must be about love's business? Mary nor Joseph understood this saying that Jesus spoke to them. Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Mary kept all Jesus' sayings in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with love.